So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. 1 mile east of Grand Marais, Highway 61 guides traffic past an old church whose white siding has gleamed brightly in the sun of summer and settled into the stark drifts of winter for over 110 years. The St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church was built in 1895 at the heart of Chippewa City. Once built, the people of the community built their lives around it. One of the first people confirmed was Josephine Zimmerman, who was also married there. Her daughter, Vivian Waltz.
My mother and dad were married in Chippewa City at the church. She said they didn't have the big weddings they have nowadays. She always liked that church. And I was confirmed there.
Though they lived in Grand Marais, the Zimmerman family made a point of attending church in Chippewa City.
I think my mother liked going there, and we had to go to church, you know. So, of course, it's a ways to walk or travel from Grand Marais to Chippewa City. I know we used to go on along the lakeshore on the old trail.
Because the church relied on traveling priests, the parish would often have to do without, even on important holidays, as remembered by Dorothy Johansson.
At Christmas, midnight mass, the Indian people would gather at the church in Chippewa City, and if the priest wasn't there, they would have their own service. They would probably sing hymns in Chippewa, and I think Jim Morrison would probably read the Bible and stuff.
St. Francis Xavier was the first Catholic church in the Grand Marais area. Before there was a church, traveling missionaries and priests would often hold Mass at people's homes, including the home of James Morrison Sr., and when the priest was unavailable, James would offer Mass to the people, a tradition carried on by his son, James Morrison Jr. The grandson of James Sr. is the well-known modern artist George Morrison, who grew up in Chippewa City.
My grandfather, James Morrison, was one of the elders of the church, and I remember that he sat in a box right inside the door where they rang the bell, and he was sort of an official bell ringer. He was sort of like an elder who was also a caretaker of the church.
According to George's brother, Mike Morrison, the Morrison family life was steeped in the Catholic tradition.
I've taught a lot of things about what my father did. All the activities, all the things that we did surrounded the church. That's how we were brought up. I was taught how to serve Mass when I was 12 years old.
According to Jim Whipson, non-Indians were also known to attend church on Sunday.
And a few of them would come, and some of them enjoyed it. They liked to hear the Indian hymns they were singing, and some of them just came there to enjoy the singing and see what the Indians were doing. And some of them were real friendly, and actually they're friends with the Indians. Some of them knew the Indians that came there. But traditionally, I don't think all the white people and Grand Marais came there. Some of them never did come at all, I guess. But a few of them did come. I think a lot of times when I think about it, it was mostly the business people that came. Why? I don't know. Maybe the increase their business.
Oh,
The last regular Mass was held on Christmas Day, 1936, but the legacy of St. Francis Xavier remained strong in the minds of the parishioners, including Dorothy Johansson.
I remember one time when they started having Mass again on the 4th of July at the Little Indian Church. I wanted to go so bad, and I never got there. So I told my son one day, I said, no, I think I'm going to go up on the bus. And then I'll walk to church. He says, Mother, do you know how far that is? I says, I walked it all the time when I was a kid. So I finally got to go. And I'm a very weepy person. I walked in that church, and I was just overcome. I wanted to cry. It's so tiny. And, you know, and I remembered all the time of going to church there, where our family sat, and where the Morrisons sat. Very emotional. Mm-hmm. We used to play in there. We used to sneak in there and play.
This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacey Droulard, with music by Keith Sokola. Archived interviews, courtesy of The Producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.